special shiur for Pesach given by the Rosh Hashiv in Parashah continued in Nisan HaTov Shemem Ches, March 1988.
Continue. That is, in the general meter, there is Shachri of the Doi. But the machine in the mitzvah of Sipon Tiers in Tzrayim, in the Pichor Hanach Mechayobim, in the Hedi, for the Halle. So, Asher, also on those Parnissim, it's on the map, the Chayot, and Shibu Lizulo. So that's also one of the ingredients of the mitzvah of Sibyl Tirzheim. And it's not the Chabchaimsel, the Rambam spells it out in the Rambam. The Rambam and the Chinuch, they both. Now, this third difference, the Maramchik doesn't mention. The other two differences, the Maramchik mentions, the Mispeo Shamitzvah of Aleph, of the Sibyl Mitzvah, but it's on the Chinuch, but the third difference, the Maramchik doesn't mention, but Rav Chaim mentioned. But it's mamesh spelled out by the Rambam Sidra Mitzvah. Again, Mitzvah Kufnun Zayin, Yishetizonu Misapir B'tzias Mitzrayim B'leo Chamish Oso Minisim B'tzchulas Alaylok B'saches V'shinam Sapir B'chol mi sheyeisi Imama ביארך הדבורים והגדולת מה שעושה לנו השם ומה שעושה לנו המצרים מאיר וחומוס ויכלו ככה השם נקמתנו מהם ולהיד ישראל יסעלה על כל תיב שגמולנו יהיה סתי so he says ולהיד ישראל יסעלה so that's one of the ingredients of the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim צוי רעצח בגנוש ולסיים בשבח. קיסת מעצח ומספר שבתחילו להביסינו במצרח מולפונות קיסטים ופעים אחר העבר ביריצים אחר הרבי לסבירי ומסיים בדס האמש שכבונו עמוקים לוי והדילונו מאומי שכבונו ייחודי וכי מעצחי לו מדיע שעבודים עודינו לפרד ממצרים וכל אורו שגמלונו ומסיים בניסים ונפלוי שנעשו לנו בחירוסינו והוא שיתריש מהרם ידידובי עד שיגמר כל הפרשה וכל המייסיף ומריר בדרש פרשה זו הרי זה משובח Now that's based upon the Gemara in Tzohar אז מישן עם Tzohar דווקא דזיין סייז מסרו בגנוס עם סיים בשבח ודרש מהרמי ודובי עד שיגמר כל הפער שקורא. Then the Gemara says, מס בגנוס נסעי בשבח, מי בגנוס? רב אמר מתחילו ידיע ולגלולים הוא יבצינו. ושמואל אמר, עבוד עם הוינו. זה מחלקת בתין רב נשמור. So what's the מחלקת? The מחלקת is, what does it mean, מס בגנוס נסעי בשבח? So רב says, בגנוס נסעי מתחילו ידיע ולזור יבצינו. And Nisayim Bishvach means V'achshav Kepon Amokim Rabidosei. And Shmuel says Avodim Ayinu. That's the Gnus. And then Vayitzein Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim, that's the Shvach. So the Goyen in his Perush and the Agoda says that's the obvious Pshat. What's the Machlekes? I mean, what's the Shaila? Because there are two kinds of shibud in Mitzrayim, shibud aguf and shibud anefesh. There are two kinds of chayos, chayos aguf and chayos anefesh. So Rab says that what is the gnus mitzvah in the abirulim ayavsein? That the shibud anefesh and b'achshav tevon amok ayavsein, that's the shvach, that's the chayos anefesh. Ushmul amar avodim oyinu, so that's the gnus of Shibud HaGuf and Vayitzin HaShem Mitzrayim that's the Shvach of Chayos HaGuf, Chayos HaGuf but the question is, I mean of course that's the obvious plan what's the Machlokes? I mean, aren't we both right? Isn't it so, isn't it true that that Shibud Mitzrayim involves two kinds of shibudim, a physical bondage and a spiritual bondage. In Mele, the Yitzias Mitzrayim involves two kinds of chiyus, a chiyus hanefesh and a chiyus haguf. Now, from the Avudran's Hagodeh, it's mashma that there is machlekes, what is mechuyev to say. So from the Lashon of the Avudran's Hagodeh, it's mashma, it's not spelled out, but it's mashma, that according to Rav, he has to emphasize the shit, mechuyev, the Avidus Gurumai Aviseinu, the shibud hanefesh. But he's not mechuyev to emphasize the shibud haguf aspect. And according to Shmuel, just the reverse, he has to emphasize the shibud haguf aspect, but he's not mechuyev to emphasize the shibud hanefesh aspect. Mashin came, there is a agode of the ritvo. The ritvo is ikamsis, but the agode of the ritvo, he says no. Everybody, Rav is made that he has to say Avodim Oyim, and Shmuel is made that he has to say Mitchilo is the Avodis Oyim Hoyavetim. But the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is what should he say first. So Rav says, first he says Mitchilo is the Avodis Gurum Hoyavetim, and then he says Avodim Oyim. And Shmuel says the reverse. That first he says, Avodim Oyinu Pam Mitzrayim, Vayitzeinu Ad Hashem, Yotzazok Ozvayim Tuyo. And then he says, Mitchiloi Avizluim Oyaviseinu, Vyachshof Kirbonu Amokam Avdas. So, that's in Machlekes. What's the meaning of all this oil? I mean, I don't think there's any difference between Ashkenazi and Sephardim and Timoni. I mean, that the universal practice in the course of all the centuries, that we say both, what we say first Avodim Oyinu, and then we say Mitzchilo Yidavir, according to the Ritzvah's Pshat, that that's the Machlekes, and we have the Klal, Rabbi Shmuel, so whenever there's the Machlekes in Rabbi Shmuel, so Yuchas in Rabbi Yisure, Shmuel Bine, this is not the Machlekes in the Momenet, this is the Machlekes in Mitzvah, the Slight Yisure, so we should pass like Rab. So the universal practice should be that first we should say Mitzchilo Ibe Abedisayim Moya Abedisayim Vashbonam Ayasay, and then Avodim Oyinu Yifar Mitzrayim Vayitzayim Moya Abedisayim Mishon. How is it that no agode? I didn't see any agode that should have the reverse on. I don't know. Maybe I don't even mean in the riot, but sometimes, you know, the Shach says there is such a thing that Oyinu Shaloi Oyinu Aminu. So then I saw many agodas, I didn't see a single agode that should have the other order, that first we should mention Mitzchilo Ibe Abedisayim Moya Abedisayim, and then mention Avodim Oyinu. So no agodas, first Avodim Oyinu, and then we say Mitzchilo Ibe Abedisayim Moya Abedisayim. So I think because the next Gemara is Omer Rav Nachman Dora Abde Dimofikli Mora Lecheus Dioivli Kaspel Dehave My Boyeli Meimalei Omalei Boyeli Duyevli Shvuche Omalei Potato Mileima Manishtano Posach Veomer Avodim Oyinu. Why Posach Veomer Avodim Oyinu? That's like Shmuel, because if it had been like Rav, so you should say Posach Veomer Mitzchilo Yidei Avodis Gurumaris, and in other words, there's a riot from the Gemara that here we don't pass like Rav, but we pass like Shibud. But the Lashon HaRamban is strange. Now, but the Rambam that I just said, Halachat Dalet, Bitzorich Haschol Bignus Ulisayim Bishvach, Ketat, Maschil Umisapeh, Shebitchilo Yaviseinu Bimisterach, ומלפון אוף קייפרין ביטי מאחר ההבר פירייפין אחר אבידי סלוי ומסיים בידס אמס שקרבנו המוקים לוי ביתימונו מאומס וקרבנו ליחודי. So, פרחי מסחל ומדיע שעבודים היו נפר מצרועים כחולרו שגמלנו ומסיים בניסים ובנפלוי שנעשו לנו ובחירוסנו והוא שידריש מהרם ידידובי עד שידנה כל הפער. So, first he mentions מסחיל ומספר שבתחילו היה בסין מטרח המופנות קיפרים תיאח הערב. So that tends to indicate that he passed like that, that he, and according to the Ritva's Pshat, it's not a machlekes what we have to say and what we don't have to say. Everybody agrees that we have to say both, but the question is what should be emphasized first. So Rav says that Mitzchilo Ivi Avili Gulim Avisenu should be emphasized first and then Avodah Meginu, and Shmuel says the reverse, that Avodah Meginu should be emphasized first and then Mitzchilo Ivi Avili Gulim Avisenu. So Droshna Rambam at the beginning when he says Titzot Maschel Misapir שבתחילו היה אביצינו במטרח ומלפונו קיצרים ביטלים אחר ההבר וריקרים אחר אבין הסלילים. So it's משמד את הפסקוס like רב. But then he says פרחי מסחר למדיה. So the question is, all right, הפסקוס like רב. But, so number one קשי is when the Rambam at the end of Komis Amatso he mentions נוסח האגודי נוסח הגולה שנוהג ובו ישראל בזמן הגולס ככי מסטו על קישני ואימא בביאו יוצאון מצרים תניסוס לחמניו, מנשתנו עבוד מיינו מה יישא ברב לזה ורב ישוע אומר לרב לזה בן עזריה בואו חמוקים שנפתיעו ישראל חוכה מלאי מאיר ראש המוהים אתה מלאי משני ורישו תניסוס מתחילו איזה אלוהים הוי אביסינו ביחשו כבונם אוכל עד גלסים. So what is נוסח לרמב״ם? That first אבונם הימו like our own נוסח. So how does that harmonize with the לושן of the רמב״ם here in הלוכה דלת צורך להצטיל בגנוס ויסיים בשלח כי זאת מסחל ומספר שבתחיל הוי אביסינו במטרח ומלפון אוף קיצרים ביטים אך העבר ולרלם ומסיים ביוסיימי שכבון העמוקים לי ולא נמרומי וכבון הוא יחודי פרחי מסחל המדיע. But he just the reverse. And then assuming that the Rambam Paschus like that, not like Shmuel, so you understand as to why he says קיצת מסחל המספר according to the Ritzus Pshat everybody agrees that he has to say both. The question is, what should be mentioned first? So the Rambam Paschus like Rab, that first he has to emphasize the Shibud HaNefesh aspect and the Chiyus HaNefesh aspect. And then he has to emphasize the Shibud HaGuf aspect and the Chiyus HaGuf aspect. So we understand this why he says, Tisat Maschel and Misapir. Then he should say, if he Paschus like Rab, V'chei Medea, why again Maschel and Medea? First he says Maschel Medea Mitzchil Eidia Vimari Seinu and then he says Maschel Medea again. So it's Estire Minei Obey. Now let's see the lotion of the Ritz and this Gemara.
Well, the Gemara
said that the Gemara I just mentioned yes, so that's the Thomas line, the Nusach HaBode, he mentioned Avodah Meginu, but why does he in Aloche Hei mention the reverse? Maschel Medea Idea Lulma Avodah. And then Avodah, Pichei Maschel Medea Avodah Meginu. So it's a stir and they obey. Now, Maschel Begnus and Sayin Bishvach. My Gnus, Omar Rav, Mitzchila Idea Vizore. ושמואל אומר עבודים ויועיד מעביד מכתבי. What is this? You could say he's a sophie, but the Aloch is like Rav, Aloch is Shmuel. First of all, why is there a sophie? Manasseh, if the Rambah, if the Rit agrees with the Shite of the Avudra that there is really a machlech is what he has to say and what he doesn't have to say. So either we pass from like Rav or we pass from like Shmuel. So we look without the Gemara Papalton Lema Manishtano Posach Voma Avodim, you know, I would say, Yul Chesik Rabbi Yisur. But that Gemara tends to indicate that here we don't follow the general rule, the general guideline. Here there is a raya that will pass like Shmuel. So let him pass like Rav, let him pass like Shmuel. Why is there something? There shouldn't be something. Because according to the general rule, so you look at Rav Yisurah. And if there is a raya from the Gemara that here the Aloch is like Shmuel, let him pass like Shmuel. Why does the Rik say, the Uidne Abidne Kitavai? So it's not Mistaber that the Rik says, Uidne Abidne Kitavai, because we don't know if the Aloch is like Rav or the Aloch is like Shmuel. And then, if the Rik Shite is like the Pshat of the Ritva, that the Machlek, every Rav agrees that we have to say both, and Shmuel agrees that we have to say both. Yes. So in other words, so he can do Kitavai. So it's impossible. So what does it mean that he's not in the Kitavai? So I think that that is, and that's the Shukat Aram Mosa. There's no Machleke between Rav and Shimon. Maro Machode, Maro Machode, the Lord is it. And this, the Goyen in his Agode says that they discuss different aspects of the Chiyot Mitzrayim. Rav discusses the spiritual aspect of the Chiyot Mitzrayim. The Shibud HaNefesh aspect, the Chirut HaNefesh aspect, and Shmuel discusses the physical aspect of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Shibud HaGuf aspect and the Chirut HaGuf aspect. So, Rab says that he has to emphasize the this, and he has to emphasize the other. And Shmuel, Rab says that he has to emphasize the Chirut Chirus HaNefesh aspect. And Shmuel says he has to emphasize the Chirus HaGuf aspect. And there is no Machlekes. That's the Pshad V'idin Adinik Tavaye, because there is no Machlekes. It's Maro Machode, Umaro Machode V'loi Pligue. And then some Mele Alpidin, it doesn't make any difference what he says. What doesn't make any difference? As long as he says both. So if you find the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Masrum Gnushim Sayim Shvach, but they are too Gnushim, they are too Shvach. So he has to say both. What does he say first? No Machleke. But the Minhag Yisrael is to mention the Chirus HaGuf and the Chirus HaGuf first and then the Chirus HaNet. That's the Minhag, but we could be in kind of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim if we did it the other way around. So that's why the Rambam says, the Tzorech HaHaslam is Nusul Sayin Lishvach. And there are two Gnusim in Tushvachim. One Gnus is the Shibut HaNefesh, and the other Gnus is the Shibut HaGuf. One Shvach is the Chirus HaNefesh, and another Shvach is the Chirus HaGuf. So Mele, he has to emphasize both. He has to emphasize which order he does it, doesn't matter. So he mentions an example. Ketzat maschel misapra shebetzkoi abisteinu, b'chei maschel midisha v'patayim. Which order you want to do it, you can do it either way. It doesn't make any difference. But when he mentions the nusach, ha'gode, that no avu kol Yisrael, so is that nusach. But it doesn't make any difference. Of course, we are not allowed to deviate from the minhag Yisrael, but as far as the kiyum mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is concerned, it doesn't make any difference in what order we say. That's the shite of the Rif, and that's the shite of the Rambam. Kol mishal yom ha'ashrei shedvorgim elu b'leil chamishos ol yosir chavos ibirin Pesach matzo mora Pesach al shum shupot ha'kribor 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 מורי על שום שמור המצחה לשם מצחיים, מסה על שום שנידרו, ודבורים האלו כולם נכון הגודק. בכל עוד היא, אז הרמב״ם mentions the essential ingredient of סיפור יציאת מצחיים, או בידוי, בכל די עבודי חי עבודם להריס, את עצמי כול ועצמי יוצאת המשיב למצחיים, שנמה ויצונו היצ משום. ועוד דוב הזה, צילה חוליש ברוך הוא בתאירו וזוכר אותו כאלה בייסו, כלימה כאילו עתו בעצמך, Hoyiso Ebed, the Yotzoso Lecheus, the Nibdeitos. In other words, Pesach night there is a mitzvah of giving Yidoi, that's what it means. The whole day of a day, Chayavodom Liris Esatzmei, Chayavodom Liris Esatzmei, Kilu Yotzim Tzavar, what does it mean? He has to imagine, but he has to conjure up an imaginary fact that he was afraid in Mitzrayim. He has to think, I mean, there is no such mitzvah that the person should conjure up, you know, imaginary ideas. What do you mean? Kiluyas Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam says, the Rambam, that's the Nusach of the Agode. So, two psukim. Beholdei over there, chai odom la'aris es atmei, kuru ba'atmei yotza ato mishibud Mitzrayim, shenema v'yisonu hoitzu mishon. So that's one person. Ba'al dobo ze, tzivako miboruch ba'teiro, וזוכר אותו כעבד אל יסו, כלימה, כאילו אתו בעצמך, או יסו עבד יסוף אחר דיסו. ואית רב סייב על דבר ציטה כושבור ותאו, אין דה פוסק ויצון נהייתי משום, איז נעת פוסקים לתאו, סאו זה פוסקים לתאו. So why does he mention two psukim? And we say it, in the Agode we say, mention both psukim. בכל די עובד די חי עודו מהרב סעת, נעת יזו צחיים, שם 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 ועל דובר זה צידה קודש ברוך וכאילו וזכה אותו כעבד היסו כלימה כלעתו בעצמך הו יסו עבד ויוצא סו וחירות מידי סו ואי גן אין עד הפוסק the answer is this בכל די עובד די חי עוד המארץ ושעת מועט ויוצא למשחיים doesn't mean that I have to conjure up schizophrenic ideas has been shown. I wasn't born now, but I was born thousands of years ago in that time. And I was in Shimon has been shown that there should be such a aloche. But what does it mean? It means that Pesach night there is a field of the doye. For the next, in the same way as the Jews who are involved in Pesach night, they are not here to be the doye. They were liberated, so we are also to be just as grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like our forefathers in Mitzrayim, in the same way. But this gratitude, this Shvach B'Doyeh, manifests itself on two levels, on an individual level and on a collective level. Because when the Israelites were redeemed from the Shibut Mitzrayim, so they had to give the Doye on two levels. First of all, on an individual level, the Abdus Lechel, then on a collective level, because with Yitzias Mitzrayim, so Hayim Azem Yisolam, so they became a Chativo Miyochedes as a collective. As a matter of fact, there is the Mishnah Malach discusses the question whether the Obes had a din of Meach or the Obes had a din of Yisrael. Mishnah Malach. Actually, it's a Machlokes Hashem. It's a Machlokes Hashem. Mishnah Malach and Poshel Zroch, and it's just strange things that there was a Machlokes between Yosef and the Achim on that question. That's a little bit of a Dechakam. But the Mishnah Malach discusses that question, whether the Obes said it did not Meleach or the Obes said it did not Yisrael. But it's a Machlokes Hashem. The Ramban in Parashah Meir, in the Parashah of Megadeh, ויצא בן איש הישראלי, כי הוא בן איש מצרי בסיר בני ישראל. וינוצו במחנה בין הישראלי ואיש הישראלי. ויצא בן איש הישראלי, את השם ויקרא לו. ויביאו יצא אל מי ש... או יד רמבן רבות. אוקיי. בשם אימי שלמי שבאז דיבר למטדון. ויניחו במשפון כבר על פי הלשם. So the lotion is, it's mentioned in the Torah, to who Ben Ish Mitzri Biseir Bnei Yisrael. What is it? Biseir Bnei Yisrael. So, that's a Medrash. Milamed Shem Mitzgaya. That the Ben Ish Mitzri was Mitzgaya. That's the Lashon of Rashi, and that's a Medrash. zwei Seiten. The question here is, why did he have to be Mizgaya? The father was a goy. The father was a goy. And the mother was the Bas Yisrael, so everybody knows, except for the Reform rabbi. So there's no string of patrilineal descent. So why did he have to be Mizgaya? If everybody is fortunate that the Reform rabbis don't know this Russia. If they had known this Russia, they would capitalize on that. But they don't know that. Such a Maratzin, they don't know this Russia. So anyway, so that's the kasha. Why did he have to be this guy? So the Ramban mentions that Tzokati Meimrim, Titama Geus Mitnei, Shohoyo Kidem Atmiteo. והיו משפוטי לילי חכה זוכו, ממה שאומרו ביומי סולו חכה זוכו, וחשני לזה למולו איזה, צמיצרי היו בדימי, אבל כשגודל נזגי על ידי תבנימי. So the Chacham Tzolot has said, Chacham Tzolot has said, the Tnai Tzedin unconsciously, the business why the Reform rabbis are, because they still consider themselves Reform at the Torah. So the mayor so the Aloch is, if there is somebody is a hybrid, the father is a Mitzri, and the mother is a Knainis, what kind of a din does he have? There's a din of a Mitzri, not of a Knainis. Then vice versa, if the father is a Knainis and the mother is a Mitzri, both are going, so then the Yezidin of a Knaini. So before Matan Torah, so when there was a mixed wedding between a Jew and a non-Jew, so with the Aloch Erdum, so a Chacha Zoho applied. So then the Ramban is chilek on the Chacha Zoho. Vein daitikach, kinei shebo Avrom bibris, בבריס ישראלים ובגויים לא יסחשבו וכמשום הבאיסוק בדיום לא ישראל מון השנה בקלבחים הדבר אם לאחר מתנתירה שהגוי על בו הבא סברו מחי ולאב ואין לו בו קדושי הוא מקרה תירו לאומיס לאחשר את בודו ליסכמי או לכל שנקים מתנתירו שאתם מתארס בודו ליסכמי או לחי ולמירה כזר של אברום ויהיה מחל מיסו. So there is a machlokes kishenim between the Chacham Tzolkas and the Ramban. The Chacham Tzolkas says that child of the Mishnah, whether the Oves doesn't mean just the Oves, it means the Oves and the Shvotim and the grandchildren, I mean, before Matan Torah, before Yetzias Mitzrayim, before Matan Torah, whether they had a din, I mean, before Matan Torah, it means whether they had a din. They had a din of Mureach, or they had a din, or they had a din of Yisrael. So the sheet of Chacham Tzolkas is that before Matan Torah, before Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though they said a din of Mureach, when did they acquire the Kedushas Yisrael? Only after Yetzias Mitzrayim, after Matan Torah. But the Ramban is chelik, Kishor Shenichnas Avrom, Din Ubris. So they already had this Yisrael, and he mentions a very strong life, the reputable. I mean, that's right. The more in Dushin says that Akum Yisrael is a Soviet Vapeo. So the more I try to deduce this, that from the Kosovic guns, the Rushol in the East of Nusatan, the South Korea. So it's a riot that in Akum Yisrael is a Soviet, I mean, from whom the East of Yarshin. Yarshin could come from this for some of all. But so it's a riot that Akum is here, so that there. So the more refutes that riot. The Dilmo Yisrael Muna Shana, because Esau was not a god, Esau was Yisrael Muna. If we are to assume that the others had a din of Neah, how could Esau have a din of Muna? A god cannot have a din of Muna. Only Yisrael can have a din of Muna, not a god. So it's a riot for a riot brewer that even before Matan Torah, Mishor Shenichnas Avraham Avinu Libris, so acquired the status of Kedushas Yisrael, Mele Aesop also had Kedushas Yisrael. Aesop, he had a Jewish father, Yitzchok, he had a Jewish mother, Rivka, some of Mele Kedushas Yisrael, but he's a Yisrael Mumer. So it's a riot war. So how can the Chachmei Tzopah say the country? Then there is a riot for the Chachmei Tzopah too, because tomorrow the Bama says, Bishleishet Borom Yichnus Yisrael Yitzchok. B'yile u'tzile v'atzos kom. So what is b'yile, b'tzile v'atzos kom? So it means, b'shatzitzis Mitzrayim, the format in Torah, there was b'yile and there was b'tzile. So Rashi says in the Bomez, because at Matin Torah, so they are miscarrying the Dushit Yisrael. The Bomez that Bob and Zion, the Gemara, the Shoshit Lord, so it's not from the Gemara that they acquire the Dushit Yisrael at Matin Torah, but from the Gemara and Dushit it's Mashma that the Shoshit Yisrael have a form of being the police, they had Dushit Yisrael. So it's like, I think there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Chachmei Tzopah, but not on the question as to whether Kedushas Yisrael originated with Avraham Avinu being Yichud Brit or with Matan Torah. There are two Kedushas Yisrael. There is the Kedushas Yisrael of the Yochid. Every Jew has Kedushas Yisrael of the Yochid. And then there is the Kedushas Yisrael of the Tzibur. I don't mean Tzibur just a million. That's a Tzibur, you know, in a limited sense. I mean this Yisrael, the collective of the whole Knesset Yisrael, as this is Yisrael, because by Yimus Eilon, this is what Rabbi Tzolar Rojana told the Minister of Education in Russia when he asked him, how is it that the Talmud has such a low opinion of the Goyim? They say, Atem Kruim Odom, they mean Salem Kruim Odom, because the Talmud doesn't even consider the Gentiles as human beings. They're not even, so a bit of our Roshana, and he said that not in order to answer the good. A bit of our Roshana did not have that approach of saying something to a Goy that he doesn't consider true, because the Yam Shlomo says in Bavakame that one has to be Mifanefesh Nishan, but not the false of Hazakos. If somebody doesn't know and sincerely he believes in certain things, okay, so he's not in the Talmud. But if somebody knows that it's not true, and he only says that he knows when he's a thing by the Goyim, so he's in the Talmud Panim Batila. And one is Mechuyah being Mifanefesh Nishan. And he mentions the Raya from the Gemara in Bavakame, Shall this oil, Shenogach, Shall Akum, is Potter, in Tammuy Potter, Shall Akum, Shenogach, Shall this oil, so is high. So then Malch Shreini sent Shluchim to learn Koatea Kula. So then they said, Koatea known Shibachas, Chutzmuse. That they didn't appreciate that. So he said, and then they forgot it. So the question is, and there were a massacre, but without missing, it would have been a second. So, Tachnefesh is still a quarter good. So, when they asked what the Aloha of Shesh, so the Chief said, Shesh on the soul, Shemad Ashesh Lakam is high. So, why is it? The answer is no. They would have falsified the Torah, so that's the Galapanim Bathir. The Galapanim Bathir is the same thing like here. So the Mele, there is a few of yours, the Yam Shreini statement. And of course, one is not required to volunteer information. That's not, but the Roman Shluchim were very smart, and they asked, what's the Aloha? So they couldn't falsify. It's yours, the Yam Shreini statement will come. So Mele is not Chaya, but here in Israel, that they should give an answer that they don't consider it true of the Aloha. So if Rabbi Tzolar Rojana gave that answer to the Minister of Education, he was convinced that that's the true answer. So he said, Chas v'Shalom, that the Chachomim consider Gentiles as being subhuman. He had a right that Ish Chazal always say, Ish Ish Le Rabbi Sa'ar. And Ish represents a higher matter, because whenever Ish is mentioned, so Chachonim Mayit Chashit Likot. So Ish represents someone with intelligence, but Odom Chashit Likot is not his mind. So Ish represents a higher matter. Still, when Ish is mentioned, so Ish is Rabbi Sa'ar, and Odom, Atem Chum Odom, the Ubisayon Chum. How can it be explained? The answer is, we have in Oshin Kedesh many words that designate human beings. We have Ish, we have Emish, and we have Odom. So Ish has a Rabbi, Ish, Ishi. A bit of a Russian Aratsion, that the Rabbi Mofish is not an Osh. Enish, I don't know, maybe somebody in the group have a different opinion, but it seems that a bit of a Russian Aratsion, that the Rabbi Mofish is Ishi. We find Ishi in the Nachan, especially in Loch. You see, but, so the Rabbi Mofish is Ishi. The Rabbi Mofenish is an Osh. Odom has no Rabbi. So one person will say Odom, and 100 people will say Odom, 1,000 people, 1,000,000 people, and all of mankind together is also called Odom. So Odom and Chavo, that's the representative of humanity, the whole human race, a creation, Sarayit Koshmi Odom. So Odom does not have a rabbi. Why doesn't Odom have a rabbi? The answer is, Ish and Ish represent the human being as an individual. As an individual. So Ish Ish Rabbi Sa'akum. Because Chodi V'odom Shalipo B'Torna Lati. All legends are true. So this young man points out, Hodom, the Pantan says, Shai Umutayon are not called Odom, but Hodom they are called. Asher Yaseh Yisam Odom. The Chayba and Sarameya says, Asher Yaseh Yisam Zahan Yudin V'Yufayim Reynama. El Hodom. And the Lama Chapel, Nochi, the Eighty, the Tero, the Shemanis, the Lay, Hare, the King God, so Hodom has reference to good too. But Odom, that itself has been different. Why? Because Odom represents not the human being as an individual, but the human being as a collective. So, in Museum, come Odom. Because there's no such thing, there is no such absolute entity of Gentile visible entity. It's all artificial. It's in the mind of the people, of course. There is a German nation, there is a Russian nation, there is a German nation, there is an Italian nation, and you have Shidin Umet. Today you have more than Shidin Umet. I think in the United Nations itself you have so many more than Shidin Umet. So, Odom, so all these Umets had no absolute existence, because they have an existence as an individual. So I go to Chaviv Hodom Shilim V'Tonsim, but they don't exist as a collective entity, as a Chtiva B'Knei Atzma. Now of Horai, somebody might, let's say, be a member of the German nation, let's say today, then he'll move to France and acquire citizenship. After being there a certain number of years, he'll become a member of the French nation. Then he can immigrate into America, he'll become an American citizen, he'll be a member of the American people. So it's artificial, it's arbitrary. I mean, it can be patient to it, the lady's sword. So in other words, but Odom Hayim Azem Yisalam, the Jewish people was created by the Rebbeinu Shalom. The peoplehood of any other nation was not created by the Rebbeinu, was created by man. The individual existence of every human being is by the Rebbeinu Shalom. So, Ish Ish Rabbi Sa'akum. But in Museum Chum Odom, because Odom does not represent the human being as an individual, Odom represents the human being as a collective, as a member of the collective. That's only by Israel. But the Museum don't have any real existence as a collective. You don't have it. You can refer to it, but that's arbitrary, it's artificial. they don't have any absolute existence, but as an individual, every human being, Jew or non-Jew, alike, have an absolute existence. Hobbit, that's why Rabbi Tam distinguishes between Eben and Hobbit. You can ask, what's the difference? Let's say, Shulchan HaShulchan. So, HaShulchan is same Shulchan, except that it's preceded by the Hei idea. So, Hodom is like Hodom, but it's preceded by the idea. So, how is the Moshe? If the Goy is not called Hodom, how can it be called Hodom? The answer is Siyam Semen. Because what does the Hei idea signify? Hei idea signifies a specific object, a specific person. So when we say Hodom, we are referring to the collective. But when we say Hodom, it's like HaShulchan. The table, a specific table, the individual. So then, Sashiyasa is some hold on the highway. So, if you Akum Deisi Bikir of the Shadamisis Lay Areiki King of so he's in the highest moderate. And the Minister of Education, so Ubanov was his name. So he understood it very well. He understood it very well. Anyway, and that's halachically true, not only for the good. For everyone, Rabbi Salvaloshin, I wouldn't have mentioned something that is not sound halachically, just to satisfy the good, Chassid Shalom, that he would do such a thing. But some melee, there are two Dushas Yisrael. There is the Dushas Yisrael of the Yochid, and there is the Dushas Yisrael of the Tzibo. So the Dushas Yisrael of the Yochid originated the moment Avraham Avinu was nifted to Israel. He's Haleich Lefanai, the Yeitamim, the beginning from Chet Avraham Avinu. He's Haleich Lefanai, the Yeitamim. That was the first time that you should soil of Yochid originated. And Chazal referred to Avraham Avinu as Tchilo Geir, he was the first Geir, and he was Yamin. Yamin is who acquired you should soil. So Avraham Avinu was the first Jew, Mimele, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Bishvot, Limon, the grandchildren. So, before you say Yisrael, before Matnitor, he dushes Yisrael as Yochid. But then there is dushes Yisrael of the Tzibor of the collective. So then, every Jew has two attributes of dushes Yisrael. Dushes Yisrael of the Yochid, and dushes Yisrael of the Tzibor that attaches to each Yochid. It's not the dushes Yisrael of the Tzibor doesn't attach only to all the millions of Jews in the course of all the generations. To each member of the Knesset Yisrael, throughout the generations, so the Gushas Yisrael of the Klal attached. So that took place at Matnitor. So Mele, the Gemara says, you cannot mention a riot, there's an Atomism, so Batu, comes to Gushas Yisrael, because he was the Yisrael Muna, naturally. If each of the Yisrael Muna, that means that the other said Gushas Yisrael. So Yitzchok too had Gushas Yisrael. But he was the Muna. Then, the Morin Bomber says, Bishlish of Bomber, Mr. Yisrael, the Greece, the Milo, Tila, Batra, Sbobman, who learned the Mile from the Obes, and Tila from the Moyes, the Matutere. So Rashi says, because Yotzum Mechol Meneach, Rashi and Bonnet says, how Yotzum Mechol Meneach? They were not Meneach even before Matnitor, before Yitzhak Mitzrayim Yisrael. Before Matnitor, before Yitzhak Mitzrayim, they had Yitzhak Mitzrayim of Yochid. Before Matnitor, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and Matnitor, that's one thing, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, the Tachlis on Mitzrayim, Tavnus, Yitzhak Mitzrayim, so the Matnitor began in Mitzrayim, not at Sinai. At Sinai, the bulk of the Torah was revealed to the Klal Yisrael. But the Matan Torah really began in Mitzrayim. Or Rashi says, in the first Rashi, Omer Yitzchok, when the Tricha, Hathirol, Lahasri, Elam Achidish, Hazel Lachem, she mitzvah Rishenu, she established in Mitzrayim, mitzvah Rishenu, word and established in Mitzrayim. Before Moro, before Sinai, how is it Mitzvah Rishenu the Torah? The answer is, Matan Torah began in Mitzrayim. this was the first revelation of the Mitzvah. Then it was completed in Sina. Then we had the revelation in Moro, and it was completed in the Sina. But the Matan Torah really began with the Tiferet Yisrael. It's the revelation of Achdus HaRuachim. That's the Mitzvah, and that's the Pshat in the Haggadah. In the Mechilte, Jochem v'Shchedesh, Talmud Lomar Aymahu, Im Aymah Zu, Jochem v'Gein, Talmud Lomar Aymahu. All right. So, we have to understand, what is Jochem v'Shchedesh? Leicha Keitzim v'Shchedesh? Why Rishchedesh Nisim? Why not Rishchedesh Oda? Why not Rishchedesh Shah? Why Rishchedesh Nisim? Leicha Keitzim? And it seems that in Rasvore we should say that the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should the beginning of the revelation of Matan Torah took place in Chedesh Nisan. Of course, it was completed in Sinai. But it began, and it seems the main thing of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Matan Torah, the Chiras HaNefesh. And the Chiras HaGuf was only means for the end. The name Bitzacho, Esom Mitzrayim, Tavdun, Esorichim, Alor, Azeh. And the Rambam, and actually the Ram, in Psochim mentions in Medrash, the Rambam says it in the Buchim, is the time why you have to count Sphira, even though the Torah says we have to count Sphira in order to combine the Mitzvah of the Purim and the Mitzvah of the Seinach. But the Rambam in the Buchim says, and the Ram in Psochim, now the Psochim mentions in Medrash, that the weakness why the Torah required us to count Sphira in order to advise the Jews that Bitzlacho is on Mitzrayim, Tavnu, Yisraelim, Orazeh. So in other words, Mish Rabbeinu is the Rebbeinu, Bitzlacho is on Mitzrayim, Tavnu, Yisraelim, Orazeh, when will it be? So Rebbeinu told him, you should count Sphira, 49 days, count Sphira Mitzrayim, then it will be Kabbalah HaTorah. So that means that the main objective of Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order the Jews should have Chiras HaNefesh. But of course, without Chiras HaGuf, they cannot get Chiras HaNefesh. It was a means toward an end. Some melee, the Kedushas Yisrael of the cloud originated with Matan Torah. And Matan Torah means Yetzias Mitzrayim because Matan Torah began on the Shredish Nisan. That's why the Mechilta says Jochem v'Shchedesh, because since the importance of Yetzias Mitzrayim consists in Matan Torah, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, Tavnus, Orazeh, some melee. So when the Matan Torah began, we should already be Nisar Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tamarina Bayimahu. So it's especially with Apostle. But in Sarasvore, we should say that it should be in our Shredish Nisan. So the Dusha of the cloud that originated with Matan Torah and Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Mele, so Abisenu and the Mois had to be Teveir because they had to become endowed with an addition of Dusha Yisrael. They already had the Dusha Yisrael of the Yachid, but then at Yetzias Mitzrayim they were endowed with an additional Dusha. In the Dusha of the cloud. In the Dusha of the cloud. So, the Mele, they had to be taken. So, the Machlekes, so, the Chachmitzov has made it to the Ramban. That insofar as the Dusha Yisrael of the Yochid is concerned, that originated the Shoshin Chesavod in Lebris. The Ramban is made it to Chachmitzov has, that insofar as the Dusha Yisrael is concerned, that attaches to every Jew. So, that originated with Matan Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah. The machleket between Chachmei Tzofos and Ramban in regard to the Aloche that the Akum Abor Bas Yisroel so the child is the Yisroel. In other words, that the status of the mother determines the status of the child, whether the child is to be considered as a Yisrael or as a boy. What does it depend on? Does it depend upon the Kedushas Yisrael of the Prat, or it depends upon the Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal? So according to Chachmei Tzofas, this halacha that the status of the child is that the status of the mother depends upon the Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal. And since the format in Torah, so insofar as the Yisrael of the Klal was concerned, so they were like Enume. There was no Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal. So the Melech Halacha of Umis Halachachal Zohar, why? Where the Ramban holds? No. That this Halacha, that the status of the mother determines the status of the child, depends not upon the Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal, but on the Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal. That's the machleket between the Chachmei Tzofas and the Ramban. So the Melech of the Pshat is, so that's a chiyuv of giving Gidoye Pesach Naim. But Gidoye for what? For Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have to, so the significance of Yetzias Mitzrayim affects every Jew on two levels. On an individual level, and on a collective level. So we are mechuyev to give Idoye on two levels, on the individual level and the collective level. So first he says, the whole day over there, Chai Vodom Laharif is Atzmei, Kuru Ba'atzmei Yotzachim Shem Yitzchayim Shem Avi Yisono Heitzim Yishono. So that positive advises us that our mechuyev to give Idoye on a collective one, of the Yisono Heitzim Yishono. But then we are mechuyev to give Idoye on an individual level too. ועל דבר זה ציווה הקדוש ברוך הוא בתהילו וזכר אותו כבד יסו כלינה כלעת בעצמך או יסעב ויצר לכל ומצא
Yes.
How are you? You're here all the time?
Yeah, I see about
40 hours. Jesus, I'm really near. I didn't see you.
A lot of people
say, okay, please.